It is one of our look backs at Liverpool transfer summers of the past. I am Neil Atkinson, and with me I've got Paula Murphy, Carl Karpak and Rob Gutman to talk about the summer of 2002, a summer that's in a lot of senses gone down into Liverpoolian folklore. Liverpool finished the previous season having been knocked out at Bayer Leverkusen, coming up against the entirety of fate that day and just falling short. And also not being able to keep pace with Arsenal in a run-in, but having improved again year on year within the league. Gerard Houllier has come back from his illness. The condition of Houllier is something that's oft discussed when people look back on the period, but there was a general feeling he was well enough to retake his position. And Liverpool choose not to sign Nicolas Anelka on a permanent basis and instead get Bruno Giroud from Lille for just short of $4 million. They buy El Hadj Diouf, who goes on to have a very strong World Cup in 2002 for $10 million from Lyon. They do Salif Diaw from Sudan for $4.7 million. They pick up Alou Diarra, who never plays a game for the club. And they let go Nick Barmby for just shy of $4 million. They let go Stephen Wright, and they let Yari Littmanen return to Ajax. Stephen Wright, they bring in $3 million. I'm going to ask a lot of counterfactuals in this one, Rob. But before we get into the counterfactuals, let's actually talk about the factuals, really. Gerard Houllier was not a stupid man. It's a transfer window that is, in many senses, could well be Liverpool's poorest in their history, especially given the moment and the fact that there is a bit of money there to spend. The truth of the matter is that he'll have had a plan around Giroud, Diouf and Diaw. It's just never been entirely clear what it was.